Welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. And today we want to tell you that we are on Patreon.
Yay.
We have a two-tiered subscription to Patreon. We have two different tiers. There's a special perks like, you know, early access to episodes. We have merch planned.
Yep.
We're going to give some discounts, discount codes to our Patreon subscription members. Early access to every episode and also some outtakes.
We get 2 whole days of early access.
By 2 whole motherfucking days.
And it would really help us out. So please check out our Patreon.
Would really help us out. We love bringing you guys this type of content, bringing this type of work to you. So please check out our Patreon and be sure to subscribe. And be sure to subscribe to the Eagle Boys YouTube channel. I mean, you're already here. You might as well. Let's do it, baby. Yep.
From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. Once again, my name is Nick.
My name is Drew.
And today we got Colin Craig back on here with us. Robert Roanoke, as he's also known in his writings. How you doing, man?
I'm hanging in there. Yourself?
Doing pretty good, man. I'm glad to have you back on.
It's good to be here.
Been a little bit, you know. So I remember last time we were talking about, like, consciousness and things like that, and I kind of had something like cross my mind before we came here, and I wanted to get your take on this.
Yeah,
do you think that the Tesla robot is a conscious being?
Oh,
yeah, no. Yeah. You were ready for that one.
Yeah, no. Just no. Straight no.
No.
So the way we're currently doing what we call artificial intelligence, cannot ever produce something intelligent. I don't care if you make ChatGPT 7, GPT 9, GPT 100. The fundamental basis of the technology is just a bunch of vectors. It's just stochastically guessing what the next word is going to be.
Gotcha.
Now you can throw, if you do like robots, not like the Tesla robots from what I read, were actually like being remote controlled by people. They weren't even like actual robots.
Gotcha.
But as far as consciousness goes, you might be able to do consciousness in computers. I'm skeptical of that concept altogether. But like the current way we're doing it is not the same type of thing. It's like, it's what I'd call a category error. It's fundamentally a different type of thing than whatever the hell's going on up here, which we don't understand either. So
my thing is that you've seen that new Google AI Gemini or whatever the hell they're calling it. Like, dude, on the Google phone commercials, they're like promoting that as a conscious being because they're like putting it out there as the commercial starts out with this lady talking to it like it's her fucking therapist.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, are you for real? You got nobody. Like you just like hit up, be like, hey, what do you think about this? You know, like I'm feeling this way.
They're getting really good at like AI voices, and there's companies like, why hire a human when you can just hire Stanley?
But that's what kills
Stanley's
me.
Your friend.
Nothing about it is original thought. All of it is just a compilation that it put together and somehow just made it talk.
Yeah.
That gives you the answer that Google search and your eyes would have figured out in the same amount of time.
We need robots like the ones from Futurama.
Yeah, we need a bender around.
We need alcoholic robots. They'd be more interesting.
They would be a lot more fun.
Give them some vices.
Yeah, that's give a lot of foibles. Alcohol to waste, though.
Hey, but, you know, it would keep the alcohol industry running.
At an
increased rate that it already is.
I think it's doing okay.
It's doing pretty all right.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
It's doing pretty okay.
I don't think there's going to be a lack of demand for alcohol in the near future.
No. Yeah. No. In fact, it's just going to keep skyrocketing, if you ask me.
You think
so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ever since COVID, look at that.
People need a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
And it's legal and it's considered, like, socially, it's socially acceptable.
Yeah.
You know?
Extremely.
I think it's weird how, like, pot is kind of starting to become more accepted.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's. I mean,
it's legal, baby.
I'm all about it.
Yeah.
You know, just because I just hate seeing people have to hide that shit.
Have you met anyone that's like staunchly against it?
I really
haven't.
I've met one person that was like, nope, I don't want it legal. And it's weird though, because like the bill or the issue only got like 52% or something. So that means 48% of people voted no for it. But who's that 48%? Do you think it's just older people?
It's all the boomers, dude.
People that grew up with what's that documentary? Well, no, even before that. Like the
like in the 1920s.
What's it called? That propaganda documentary. Reefer Madness, thank you. Yeah, that people that grew up with Reefer Madness. Right? Yeah, but it was very effective propaganda that convinced a generation that it was, you know,
so
dangerous.
The,
yeah.
The guy who kind of started all that, his name was William Randolph Hearst.
Yeah.
And he owned a cotton mill, and he also owned a paper company.
Mm-hmm. He had stakes in the timber industry.
And he didn't want people growing hemp.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was timber. I think
it was a
cotton.
Smear campaign is all it was. Yeah,
I mean, it's
it was a basisless smear campaign.
But he owned a newspaper company. So he like printed all this shit. And like the term marijuana was coined as a racist term towards people in South America, because it used to be called cannabis.
Yeah.
That's what people thought it was called back in like the 1910s and 20s. And then all of a sudden this term marijuana came because, you know, people wanted us to think of it as like a exotic thing that like minorities use, which is crazy.
That's fucked.
It's crazy. And
that's so fucked.
And that's the reason why it's legal. He like printed like horrible stories on his paper. There's actually a lot more information on this that I don't know of, but I kind of just know like all the basics. It's insane how all the way from the 20s, one guy got pissed and didn't want to give up his like cotton or like
he hemp. Didn't want to lose any money to people, you know, using hemp instead of
timber. But
it's
crazy though, because you can do so many things with cannabis. You can make car parts out of it. You can make paper, like you know, like a canvas paper that you paint on.
Yeah,
that is made out of hemp.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Yeah, it's a great plant. You can do all kinds of stuff with it.
Rope. You know, you can
like we're cavemen again using rope.
Hey, man, we still need ropes.
You wouldn't believe how many people at a lumber yard that I see every day that use wires as their like rope to like tie down their shit to their car.
I think most people still use rope, though.
Yeah,
I think that's
I mean,
thing.
These days it's mostly synthetic, right?
Strats, ratchet straps. That's it.
Yeah. And then the material that's made out of is mostly synthetic.
Yeah, all synthetic. Yeah.
And there's cases where it's like stronger, but it's
I think they're all complete crap.
We should go out and get some rope.
That's a little ominous. What are we gonna do with the rope?
I remember that actually pulls up a great like thought that I just had. I don't know if you've ever thought like had severely insane thoughts like this. But I've always thought it would be hilarious to like go to a Walmart or something and just grab rope, a mask, and like rubbing alcohol or something. And then like something totally off the beaten path, like yogurt, you know?
Well, you know, even serial killers
see their face.
Even serial killers get hungry. Like serial killers eat yogurt too.
Or like, you know, or like Lucky Charms or something. Like two, three boxes of Lucky Charms.
Well, you know, you leave those at the crime scene. That's your calling card.
That's your signature. Is you just leave a little bowl of Lucky Charms, milk and everything in there.
It's soggy by the time the cops arrive. Like you can't eat this.
You can't eat this. Let them know how I was already gone.
So
how long have I already been gone?
I wrote a poem if you guys want to hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, motherfucker. Okay.
Let me find it real quick, though. Where's it at?
I don't know why, but that reminded me of Zach Galifianakis' character from The Hangover. Mm-hmm. I would like to say something.
No, that's me right now. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
It's called Living Alive. A day to waste is to remember the pain. To remember the day is a waste to fill with shame. To live today is to forget their names. To be yourself is how you win the game. Continue down this path called life, staying steady on the trail filled with strife. To be happy is to have a house, car, and wife. Actions and words can make one go blind. I give myself freely in fear of missing good times. Everything matters except what the future will hide. Whoever you are, I hope you take me with gratitude.
Show me your wrists.
I like that.
No,
show me your wrists.
I'm good. But yeah.
No, that was good. I like that.
That was good. Yeah, it was good.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. You got a poem for us?
I don't, but you can. I have posted a couple poems on my Substack. If you go to Robert Roanoke, what is it? Substack.com/Robert Roanoke.
I think so. Yeah.
Or you just, you know, Google it like a regular person.
We'll put that in the description below.
Actually have some good stuff.
I wrote a couple poems. I just I'm doing the shameless self plug here. I just posted the last excerpt that I'm going to be posting for my unpublished science fiction novel.
Hell yeah!
So hell yeah. If you like science fiction, maybe you'll like my writing. Maybe you won't.
City of the Damned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read the first chapter of it, and I thought it was good. I liked it.
Definitely got an up and coming writing in here. You gotta check that writing out. Substack, Robert Roanoke. We're gonna put that in the link in the description below for you. Yeah.
There was a dude because I was at work, and a painter came in, and he was like, "Can I wash my paint in your sink?" And we have like a big plastic sink thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Like a shop sink. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, "Sure, go ahead." He was like working on our like building, and then he like comes back and starts talking to me, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm actually coming out with like a book filled with like poems that I wrote, blah blah blah." Cool. And I was like, "Okay, can you tell me a poem?" And he like told me this poem, and it was the saddest thing I'd ever heard. And I was like, "Did someone die? Like what happened to you?" And he was like, "Oh no, my wife had a threesome in our bedroom a few weeks ago." And I was like, "Whoa." I was like, "Who are you, dude? Hold on. Wait.
Whoa. And that was the first thing you did is wrote a poem?"
Yeah. And then he said that he was like, "Yeah, I met these guys and they were going to, like I gave them $500 and they were going to put it on Amazon and like list it or something like that." And I was like,
"Put what on Amazon? I'm lost."
They were going to make his book and then like, I guess, okay, sell it to
like
people on
Amazon. Publish it, I guess.
But he said all he had to do was give him $500. And I was like, that doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right.
Like you're getting scammed, dude.
Well, you can self-publish on Amazon if you want, but nobody's going to read your shit. No one's going to see it.
Yeah, well, that's what I told him.
Why I haven't self-published yet, because I'm like, that's the method of last resort. That's if you absolutely can't find a publisher or a literary agent. So I'm still looking. But
you at least have to get on like social media. And I was like, do that. And he was like, "No, I'm not going to do that." I was like, dude.
That's how you promote nowadays. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Like you have to take accountability for your own product, I guess is the right word, for your own work. And like you can do that by like self-promotion as much as you can, you know, because like who else is going to care to do it if you don't pay them?
Yeah. I mean, that's the main thing I'm missing is I just hate social media. So
yeah,
I actually did try to make a Twitter account back when it was called Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And it like glitched and I couldn't make the account. And I was like, well, I already didn't want to do this. If you're going to make it hard for me, then
we're done.
I'm not even going to bother.
No. I feel like being able to write like that though is like a superpower to be able to sit down. Cause not that many people can do that and write something mm-hmm. that can grab your attention. Like you're taking up someone's mind. Like you're capturing their you know wants and you know desires, and you're kind of flushing everything out of them while they read with your own words.
I mean, it's a skill, it's something you can hone, but I honestly think that anybody can do it.
Yeah,
right. It's doing it well that's hard, and I wouldn't mm-hmm. say that I do it well, because you have to write a lot to write well. It's not, you're not born a good writer.
Yeah,
you know.
If I could have a superpower, though, I would probably being able to, I don't want to say a basic one. How about like transmutation? That'd be kind of cool.
I mean, that's pretty
like changing shape.
No, that's like being able to turn like wood into gold.
Oh, like change the cells of or the molecules, whatever mm-hmm. inside it. Okay.
Yeah.
I dig that. Like you can make anything into anything you want.
Like, yeah, you could change any kind of substance. Hmm. There's what's that superhero's name? Metal Man or whatever his name is.
He's like
a, Iron Man.
No, he's part of he's part of the Avengers. He's like
Iron Man.
No, or not the Avengers, the X-Men. He can like, or maybe it wasn't the
Magneto.
No, I'm sorry, I'm freaking crazy. I'm thinking about Ben 10. You know that fucking dude that can touch.
No, I don't know anything about Ben 10.
That was amazing. Holy shit.
That was good.
Holy shit. We're clipping that.
He can like get like a pocket full of change and his whole hand turns to metal. I don't know anything about Ben 10. And he can.
That's so fucked.
Have you ever seen Ben 10?
I never watched Ben 10. When I was a child. When I was a child.
You don't understand how much older than you I am.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah.
We're both older.
I'm the youngest one here.
Okay. It's okay. I'm not going to shame you for liking. It's okay if you like Ben 10.
No, I haven't seen Ben 10 in a long time.
But it stuck with you. Crazy. It made an impact on you. A long time
being two hours.
Well, Ben 10 was like, I mean, not. It's not really worth talking about.
Okay, well, that's your superpower.
We might get some hate for that. Yeah.
That's your superpower.
Yeah.
I would want there's a slick word for it, but it's just not coming to me, so I'm just going to try to act it out. It's like remote viewing.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Not so I could like, you know, peep on people, but like mm-hmm. I would want a remote view. Like I'd want to be able to like have cosmic remote viewing. Like I want to look at other planets. I want to know what's going on other planets.
Oh gosh.
I want to be able to zoom out and see what the galaxy looks like. I want to be able to zoom out and see what galactic clusters look like. I want to see what the superstructure of the superstructure of the superstructure looks like.
So,
because no, there's no instrument we can ever develop that can give us that kind of picture. We can't, there's no way we could ever have that kind of perspective. So if you're going to give me a superpower, then I want something that goes beyond what science can ever give us.
So you want to be like a cosmic ethereal, like a Dr. Manhattan. Yeah,
I don't need all the dispassionate
what about
lack of humanity, but the ability to see the like what's really going on.
Because I think you could still have compassion for humanity if you could reach that level of power. Power.
I mean,
unlimited power.
Put the GIF up on the screen. Palpatine GIF.
Good.
I mean, I think the answer is a pretty resounding no, because you don't even have to give somebody a Dr. Manhattan level of power, and they're immediately like, you know what, dead children in another country doesn't fucking matter. Fuck them. I don't care.
No,
every politician that has ever lived is like, you know those children that live in that other country? Shoot them in the face. I don't give a fuck. Oh? That's every single politician.
Well, fuck them.
Don't care, right? So you give a human being just like a tiny taste of power, and they immediately turn into a psychopath. So Dr. Manhattan would be like, he'd probably just kill all the humans because they were annoying.
He's actually not that bad of a guy if you think about it.
No, considering he has unlimited power.
Yeah, he's just chilling. Yeah. And he likes to there's that scene where like he's with his lady and he has like 1,000 hands on her. I mean, that's a nice thing to do, you know?
That's pretty fucked.
Well, I know what you took away from Watchmen.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I watched it when I was like 18 or whatever, so.
Nice.
Or maybe
I've actually never seen Watchmen. Now I think about it.
It's not a bad movie.
Not a bad movie.
You never seen it? You should watch it.
I don't know why.
It does have like weird, like you know, scenes in it that it's like, okay, this is a superhero movie. It's not a porno, but, you know, it's still, you know, cool.
It's pretty faithful to the graphic novel. I would honestly, you know, recommend the graphic novel.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Over the movie, but it's like a pretty decent adaptation.
I enjoy those when they actually like stick to the graphic or like the manga or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Because Yu-Gi-Oh! Oh my God, I go back to that all the time. Dude, the manga from season zero, dude, they were talking about like holding each other at gunpoint playing games and shit. And then you get to,
yeah,
you know, the season one, and it's all about friendship and the heart of the cards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, there was, can I say this word? I don't know if I can. We'll bleep it out if I can. There was a scene of Taya Gardner
in that show. That.
Weird, right?
Wait. We should make up a new word for what?
Okay, which, let's like, get like, off the subject
what's
now.
The,
we're gonna
what's
have to...
the unalive equivalent of...
that's a good one.
don't know if that can be said either.
I don't know. We're crossing lines.
Y'all are the YouTube gurus. So
shit. Oh, I wouldn't go that far. We're probably already shadow banned.
Essay.
There you go.
Essay.
Unalive. Yeah, essay. Nice.
Yeah, there was an essay scene of Taya Gardner in that show, and I was like, dude, this is for chill. This is a card game.
Well, that's the thing. It started out as one thing, and then like I guess it quickly caught on with a different demographic, or I don't know. I don't really know what the development was, but they realized like if we pitch this to a younger audience, we can make all the money instead of some of the money.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you know you sell out, and that's
I hated that though. Well, which is weird though, because when the show actually came out in Japan, it still was severely different. The dialogue was very different.
It's cultural differences.
And then translation. It got brought over to the US, and the demographic of the ones who played the game at the time were mostly children.
Yeah.
So then obviously the show had to be altered for children. You know, I also found out a weird fact about that show. When they have the cards in the show, they couldn't make them look like the real cards in the real world. Because that there's like a law or something against like TV shows directly advertising a product to children.
You know, we had that in this country until Reagan came along.
Yeah.
And then Reagan was like, nope, we'll get rid of that.
No, we're getting rid of all that.
And that's how we got My Little Pony, Transformers, all those shows from like the 80s that were literally just advertisements for toys.
For toys.
All of that happened. Because that whatever law that was got repealed.
Yeah.
Other countries still have that. But in the United States, like, no, just market directly to children.
Directly to them.
It just brainwash those little
bastards.
That's
what I thought was weird.
That's kind of crazy.
It's gross.
Why
do they
feel the need to change it if they could do it? You know what I mean? That was just weird to me. You know, maybe it was something about like the network they pitched it to. Like,
if they never did that though, like, do you even think? Like, I don't even think I would be into like Pokemon and stuff. You know,
so yeah, it's like that's a direct.
In a way, you can be grateful for it.
That's a direct advertisement to the games and the card game.
Yeah, there's pros and cons. There's pros and cons. I mean,
shit. How long has that show been on the fucking air? Like,
I don't even think it is still on.
It is.
Oh, I was thinking of like the original. They probably have a new one.
Well, yeah, they just cut off the last episode of Ash, like Ash Ketchum. Like, he's not going to be the main character anymore.
Did he finally age like a few years?
No.
Has he hit puberty yet?
He was in a total of like 20 seasons of Pokemon, never aged a day. Yeah. Was 10 years old the day that show came out, 10 years old the day that show ended. And he went to like 20 different regions, it felt like.
Yeah.
Just explored these entire regions. Like months worth of exploration.
A
year, not even.
This is weird, but I feel like if you spend that much time with like Pokemon, you probably start to like them a little bit.
Oh, low punny, dude.
Can we not go there?
Low punny.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Let's not talk about Vaporeon. We don't talk about Vaporeon.
Vaporeon.
Lick a tongue.
Oh my god.
That's if you're getting real freaky.
It is weird.
Look up low punny.
I do want to point out it's part laziness. Mm-hmm. The fact that
total laziness
that all the new Pokemon, like when they evolve, they just become more and more humanoid. But like, it's also fan service for all the furries.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Like they know who their audience is, and they're like, yeah, we got a new Pokemon for you.
Oh God.
It's a rabbit, but
he's
a person.
Yeah. It's also like, both. Yeah.
He's looking for the thick low punny. Oh yeah. This fucking short's hilarious. You got to see this.
I've never seen this before.
No, not the Ninja Turtles.
Oh no. I hate ads.
Do you want to know what Pokemon I caught?
What Pokemon did you catch, Joker?
Here, just start from the beginning.
Little punny Batman. I caught Batman. I caught a little Pokemon. Do you want to know what Pokemon I caught?
What Pokemon did you catch, Joker?
I caught a little punny Batman. I caught a little punny.
Oh no, Joker. Don't tell me.
You already know, Batman. You know what I'm gonna do to that thing.
Joker, it's an animal, Joker. You can't.
Batman, there's no laws against the Pokemon, Batman. I can do whatever I want with it.
No, no, do it.
I'm gonna do it, Batman.
Oh, that was disturbing.
Now that we've gotten that out of our systems,
I brought it up talk about consciousness. As a joke, but actually watching it, holy fuck.
The truth is so much worse than you imagine.
The truth is way worse than you imagine.
I think I might pray for the first time tonight in like the past like few months. Or maybe, I don't even know how long it's been.
Just need to pray for your soul a little bit.
Yeah, so fucking consciousness.
No,
I'm joking. He's like, I actually have a video lined up for us. Will, can you pull up the one that I had? And I really think you're going to like this.
I got a little punny joke. Or Batman, what do you think?
Here we go. Come on, ready? Virginity is cool. Come on. Virginity is cool.
What a way to follow up that video.
There's synergy there.
Cool. Yeah. Come on.
That's an enthusiastic crowd.
Virginity, we're going to bring it back.
This is how we're going to help the incels. This is what's going to help them.
Let me ask you.
This is what they need.
Let me ask you.
All the neckbeards and incels.
Looking into that crowd right now, the two dudes that I'm seeing in that crowd right now, yeah, virginity is very cool to them. There's no way them motherfuckers getting laid if they look like that. Look how long that motherfucking neck is.
Yeah, I feel bad for that guy.
He's got to think virginity is cool.
Isn't there like a shirt or there's like a brand where it's like Virginity Rocks or something?
Probably.
It's probably a religious thing.
Like, you think so?
That's what that is. That's clearly like a...
Oh, yeah. Like a... What do they call those things? A purity ring or something?
Oh, yeah. Here's a shirt. I guess...
Yeah, it's the religious... Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, my God.
Not gonna lie, I would just like wear that.
We should just
wear it ironically.
Honestly, like I would roll with it too.
Every Equal Boys podcast guest gets a free Virginity Rocks shirt.
Free Virginity Rocks shirt.
That'd be great.
No, I would actually like wear that to a bar and just totally play the part. You know what I mean? Just to see what happens. I'd probably get punched. Not gonna lie,
you might get laid. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I might get laid too.
That'd be crazy.
Who knows?
Okay, so
there's probably some kind of an angle there that would work for somebody.
Like, I just think it's good to save myself. You know, I've been trying to find that right girl, and you know, I really like you, but you know, I'm saving myself.
That'd be the worst way to do it.
You know what I mean?
I don't think that would work on anybody.
No, I wouldn't work on shit.
But, okay, so I'm sorry to go back to the whole superhero thing, but I was thinking, okay, if me and Nick were on a team, who would be the sidekick and what would our names be? And also, if Colin and Will were superheroes, who would be the sidekick and what would their superpowers be? You're not the sidekick? Oh, you are the sidekick. Okay. Okay. Would you want to be my sidekick or do you want me to be the sidekick?
Fuck, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Because sidekicks, I feel like, are those, like, they have a lot more fun. Because they don't really got to do much.
Would you be my Robin?
Yeah, dude. That'd be sick. Hold on.
I feel like I'm asking a girl out on a date right now.
Hold up.
Would you be my Robin?
Yo.
Would you be my Robin?
Let's suit up.
All right.
What are we doing?
Dude, I'm going to bring a Batman suit in here next time.
We're suiting up. What's up? Yeah.
So
the Eagle Boys and the Eagle Man and Eagle Boy, Eagle Man and Eagle Boy.
Yeah.
Together they are, for some reason, the Eagle Boys.
They're both boys.
They're both boys.
Neither of them are men.
One of them's a man. Yes. Yes. One of them is a man. Eagle Boys.
One of them just said puberty. So he's kind of a man.
Just go all Rick and Morty with it. Or Justin Roiland. Like how he does all that shit. Man versus a car. Today we have Gordnock the Destroyer versus a regular old car. Okay, go.
Have you seen Rick and Morty?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I love the show.
Such a great show.
Do you ever watch like D&D? Like,
oh, we were just talking about that before.
Oh really?
Before the episode.
I don't know why.
My wife's really into Critical Role. Mm-hmm. She hasn't gotten me to watch it yet. She shows me clips every once in a while. I'm familiar with all the actors and stuff, mm-hmm. but we do watch Dimension 20 together.
There was this show called Harmon Quest, and the
friends creator, that have watched that. Dan Harmon.
Yeah, but so Dan Harmon also wrote, you know, Rick and Morty, right?
Yeah.
But he also has this D&D show called Harmon Quest.
Yeah.
And he got canceled, and he somehow slipped out of it. I don't know if you remember why.
I remember that, and I remember he like gave a very sincere and honest apology to the person that he harmed. And
well, no, it was like a comedy skit. It wasn't like someone he harmed.
That was what I had heard. Was that there was
Justin Roiland was the one that like apparently essayed somebody or something.
Yeah, Roiland was grooming teens that he was hanging out with at fancy parties. Dan Harmon.
I've actually seen like the whole video of his skit that was messed up. And what happened was he went to a therapist and he was the therapist and someone came to him and then he like prescribed him like sleeping medication and he gave him such a high dose that the guy like passed out. And then he went to the guy's house after he passed out and like essayed like his kid.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah. That's why he got like canceled. And then you can't find the video anymore.
Well, yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
But it's like everyone just forgot about that.
Yeah.
You know, they just moved on just like they do from everything else. What do you think about Epstein's Island?
Nice. Segways are weird. Nice segue.
Yeah.
What do I think?
Is it up for
it?
Sale or something? Like,
I mean,
you trying to
do
buy
you think
it?
It's good or bad? No, I'm joking.
I don't think anything good ever happened on that island.
I just think it's crazy how like one lady got in trouble and like not that many. I don't know who else got in trouble, but I know.
Well, Epstein died.
Well, yeah,
but none of the people that he helped get in bed with underage girls faced any consequences because that's what wealth
does
for you.
Not even Prince Henry.
That's what wealth does for you. It lets you get away. The laws don't apply to the rich. Like that's what people need to realize. The laws that apply to us, they don't apply to the rich.
They just don't.
So of course nobody faced any consequences. Mm. And Epstein died because he could have incriminated a lot of people if he actually had a day in court.
Yeah.
He could have taken a lot of people down with him.
Do you think like Trump was involved?
Oh yeah.
I feel like a lot of people went to the island and Absolutely. They didn't even know. Well, like a lot of them, I don't know who knew, but I can guess if you're rich and they're like, hey, come to my island. We got pretty girls there. They might not have even known that the girls were like underage. And then all of a sudden, you know, you got cameras on you and you're hanging out with like a 15-year-old
girl. No, it's
girl.
A great blackmail operation. I mean, there's a reason why Epstein had so much power.
That's an amazing blackmail operation.
You know, you get clients that way because people are like, yeah, I want that. I want what you're selling. What do I got to do to get it? And then you also get blackmail material on your friends.
He had a picture of Bill Clinton. And
him and Bill Clinton were straight up chilling.
But
yeah,
he had a picture of him in a dress.
I haven't seen
in
that
his
one.
House. Yeah. Can we look that up, Will? Type in Bill Clinton in a dress, Jeffrey Epstein or something. But literally, like, we moved
just
on from
another
that
reason
so quickly.
That yeah. we're going to get Will put on a list.
I've already searched it.
I mean,
he's already searched it. Okay.
In America, we want everything to just, we should just accept that, yep, there it is. That's the picture.
And Rocket that, Bill.
That was hanging at his house. But
that's amazing.
In America, we want everything. We don't want to think about the rest of the world. We don't want to think about all the African people starving. We don't want to think about, you know, all of the, I can't talk about China. They're going to fuck us.
China.
All of the people that are like enslaved and captured and used for horrible reasons, you know, we don't want to think about all that. We just want to use. Mm-hmm. We want to go home to our wife and kids and we want to, you know, buy, you know, macaroni and cheese and our, in our processed chicken. And then we want to, you know.
And our processed American cheese.
We don't want to do all of the, I want to fix the problems of the world. We don't want to do that. We want to enjoy our lives here. Mm-hmm. We want to enjoy everything that we have. And I feel like this, like everyone forgetting about, you know, Jeffrey Epstein is like the pinnacle of, we really don't care. We don't care that this happened to, you know, all these young girls. We don't care about what's really going on. Just give us more shit. Feed us more shit. Give us more. Yeah.
I mean, consumerism is a way of placating the masses. Give us more iPhones.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. And you know, don't forget that the state of the rest of the world is largely a byproduct of the American Empire's existence.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, it's great here and it's bad there. It's great here because it's bad there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, the history we have with the rest of the world is really ugly.
Do you think Jeffrey Epstein killed himself?
Hmm?
Do you think Jeffrey Epstein killed himself?
No.
Good. Good man.
I
don't think anyone thinks that.
If it happened in a different country, everyone would be in agreement that it was a murder, right?
Oh, yeah.
But because it happened here, it's like, well, that doesn't happen here. Guess what? It does.
It does every single goddamn day.
We are no different than any other empire that's ever existed, other than the fact that we are the most powerful and brutal empire that has ever existed. We have more power and wealth and control than any other empire that has ever existed. Other than that, we're the same as every other empire.
I actually saw like a video on do you think like the Nazis were better than us?
I'm better. I mean,
I don't know about better, but
this is an interesting, Germany wasn't a global empire. I mean, they maybe could have been, but that was, it's kind of apples to oranges. But I will say that like, from what I've read, they were actually impressed by how brutally we oppressed like the Native Americans and you know African slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were like, wow, that's actually too fucked up even for us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but the concentration camps though, like you can't beat that. Like that was pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not trying to downplay that at all.
Well, like I'm not saying like, you were, but like or like let's think about Genghis Khan, right?
Genghis.
I think it's Genghis.
I've heard it said both ways.
I guess it doesn't matter. Genghis,
yeah, I think we're all saying it wrong because we don't have the right dialect.
Used to say Genghis until I started watching history videos because that's what I go to, and all the historians say Genghis, so I just change it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm just talking in terms of scale, right? Like every other, no other empire. You could argue that like the British Empire was a global empire, and it was, right? But they didn't have Reaper drones and Hellfire missiles. They couldn't hit basically any spot on the planet at any point with a targeted drone.
And that's horrible names for this stuff too. Reaper drone? Are you?
Dude, yeah, Reaper drone. Not, that's actually sick.
We're not trying to pretend that we're the good guys. We just act like we are.
Yeah.
We name all of our shit like
it's
we're
like
evil.
Having your cake and eating it too.
Exactly. This is like the Hunger Games, and we're like the state. You know, like we're.
I volunteer as tribute, bitch.
Oh my god, dude! If the Hunger Games was real, like. I mean, obviously, we would be the ones watching it because we're Americans. Like, technically, the poorest Americans are, you know, make more money than everyone else in every country. But then again, they get free healthcare. Anyways, it's like, it doesn't really matter that we make more money. Because there's, like, so many factors. Like, when people make statements like, oh, we are the richest country.
Yeah.
Like, oh, but, like, at the same time, we don't have the same social benefits that other countries have.
Well,
so we have to pay for it ourselves. So it kind of equals out.
Well, the wealth of our country doesn't translate. It used to. It used to translate into quality of life for the general public. But it doesn't anymore. And that's why everybody's pissed off and doing mass shootings and stuff. Is because have gone to hell. But the rich have gotten richer. Like, we're still the richest country in the world. It's just
that's
that all
so
that
true.
Wealth is controlled by the 1%.
So,
and there's nothing left for us.
Do you think I'm just going to cut right to it? I wasn't going to say anything.
Go nuts.
I wasn't going to, you know, try to go this hard in the paint, if you will. But I'm not going to beat around the bush anymore. I did see a picture on Reddit of people flooding back into Syria, and it's like bumper to bumper traffic on their highways.
But here's the thing, right? The group that got rid of him, that's an Al-Qaeda offshoot.
You can press that.
That we're like allies with now. So we're buddy-buddy with Al-Qaeda because they did our dirty work for us fighting this proxy war against Russia, right? So
wait, there's a war there going on?
There's been a war in Syria for the last 20 years.
Yeah, there's been a war in Syria
like,
forever,
Syria has been
dude.
One of the most like war-torn countries on the planet for a long time.
I don't know shit. It says...
It doesn't get talked about in the American mass media.
Russia pushed Assad.
I can't access
it.
Bloomberg.
Oh, my Lord.
Paywall. But so my point, I didn't bring this up because I wanted to talk about it. I don't know that much about it.
Well,
and
that's kind of
the point is that this is like, okay, we all agree Assad was a bad dude. Bad guy. Caused a lot of suffering.
Oh, yeah.
Are things going to get better for the people of Syria now? I don't think so.
I always wonder though, why does
what are the consequences? That's what I'm interested in, and that's how I'm looking at the CEO thing. What is gonna, how is this country gonna change because of what happened?
I think it's weird how this is probably going to be forgot about in like a month or two.
It's possible.
It's quite possible.
It's possible.
I wonder what other big thing is going to happen for them to like, things need to happen.
I'll tell you what, as soon as Trump is in office, it's going to be wall to wall every single day. Trump did this, Trump did that. This is happening. Yeah. It's going to be a goddamn circus for the next 4 years, regardless of which side you're on. It's going to be wall to wall coverage. You know,
after all this time has passed, are you any much more for Trump than you were before, or are you less for him?
I'll tell you one thing he gets credit for is he has
the veterans.
Probably, at least for the next 4 years, we're not all going to die in a nuclear holocaust. And under the Democrats, it was entirely possible that we were just going to have a hot nuclear war with Russia and we were all going to die.
Oh yep. My God. Okay. This is yep. exciting. Okay. So, why do you say that?
He said he got all excited. He's like, okay. Tell me about that. Tell me about all that. I want to know.
Nuclear war is going to get me going here. All right. Let's go.
Well, I mean, the last thing that just happened was the White House authorized the use of long range TACM missiles on Russia.
Isn't it weird how like the left used to be very against war? See, it's the opposite.
I mean, we call them the left, but they're not the left. They're like the Democrats have always been pro-war, and they're not really, they don't represent the left on like talking about the global left, like socialism, communism. The Democrats are as far from that as you can possibly get.
Why do you think it's in their interest to start problems with Russia like that and go that far with it?
Russia is not an economic competitor to the United States at all. Their economy is like it's a tenth the size of ours or something. Right. Yeah. It's microscopic. California. Right. They do control a lot of oil, and the success of the United States over the last several decades has largely been a result of, we talked about this in the first episode I came on.
Yeah.
The petrodollar.
Yeah.
The petrodollar system basically is what makes sure that the dollar is the global reserve currency, that everybody needs to have dollars. And that's how we can keep printing money and keep going further and further into debt without debasing our currency. Any other country on the planet, if they did what we were doing, they would collapse overnight. But we can just print endless streams of money because there's global demand for dollars, because that's how you buy oil. Unless you buy it from Russia.
Oh, really?
So they're not actually an economic competitor, but they are an existential threat to the global currency system that the United States depends on for its hegemony.
You didn't say this last time. That makes sense.
No, I'm just going into more detail.
Right. Were you here for that when he was? Okay.
Yeah, we were. So, you know, they're not a military threat to us unless it's nukes, and then it's the end of the human race. They're not an economic threat to us, but they have a lot of oil, and they can threaten our basically virtual oil monopoly that we have through OPEC and the petrodollar system. So that's why the United States government hates Russia, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have all these little proxy wars going on with, mm-hmm. you know, our allies fighting Russia's allies, because we can't have a hot war with them, because that would mean. But then here's the thing. We say, OK, you can use, you know, Ukraine, you can use these long range missiles. Here's the thing. They don't know how to use those on their own. It takes special training and systems. It takes expertise.
So we taught them pretty much how to do it. Or
no, there's Americans in Ukraine operating these systems.
Oh,
so
wow.
America is directly launching missiles into Russia.
Damn.
And they've recently.
Think, what if they did that to us from like Cuba?
Would take over in a night.
Right,
no,
it would
we
be.
We wouldn't take over. We would all die.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We would invade overnight.
It would be the end. Right,
yeah.
That would be the end of the human race. So we have pushed under a Democrat, and Democrats are very pro war. They always have been. We have kept pushing closer and closer to that red line. And Russia recently changed their nuclear policy to say they can use nuclear weapons against, let's see if I can get this right, against allies of nuclear armed powers, basically, if they're attacked by it, I forget exactly what the wording is, but basically what we're doing right now, giving these long range missiles to Ukraine and then they're launching them into Russia, that is right up on that red line under which Russia, under their own laws, which they do follow more or less.
I think you got it pulled up here for the.
They would be at license, at liberty under their own laws to use nuclear weapons against Ukraine and potentially NATO. Again, that's World War III.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wins that. Everybody dies.
They actually were like revised it. They wouldn't use it unless we had like an active invasion and they were about to lose. Like, I don't even think they would use
it. I feel like they'd last resort it with that. You know what I mean? Yeah,
because they wouldn't, even if we invaded them, they wouldn't use it right away. They would wait till like halfway through.
But nobody's invading Russia. That's the thing, right? But these actions are pushing really close to that line. And you know who's going to end the war in Ukraine? Who's going to start peace talks? It's going to be Trump. Because, not because he's a peacenik, because he likes Putin. He likes dictators. He fancies himself a dictator. He's like a mini dictator. He's a wannabe dictator.
He has said a few things that can like allude to that. I don't know if that's
I think it's conveyed in his personality, his actions, his career, his affect, the way he campaigns. He wants to be the guy in charge. And all this democracy stuff is just kind of annoying.
Yeah, but what politician doesn't have the desire to be in charge?
Yeah, they all have a lust for power.
Right.
So
you just think it's much more so evident in Trump. But is that a bad thing that he's, you know, kind of more forward with it?
Well, I'm saying this is a good thing that we're not going to all die in a nuclear war. Yeah. I have very mixed feelings on the conflict in Ukraine. It's a very complicated situation with a lot of history that people like to ignore because they say it doesn't matter. People always like to ignore history when it's easier for them to paint a narrative about a particular conflict that lines up with their existing worldview. But there's a lot of history there that you can't ignore if you want to understand the conflict.
Russia owned Ukraine.
It was part of the Soviet Union.
Right.
That's the main thing. And so I don't want to litigate all the details.
How'd they lose it though?
Well, the Soviet Union fell apart. It balkanized
but there was still Russia though.
It's very complicated and I'm not an expert on the minutia of all that. The only point I'm making is like Trump gets points from me for that.
Okay. Is there anything
else? I think it's great that I'm probably not going to die in a nuclear holocaust or nuclear winter for the next 4 years.
Why do you think he's going to be the one that's like, what do you think he's going to do? Like your best guess.
What do you mean?
Because Trump hasn't said how he's going to stop the war, but how do you think?
He said he wants to start peace talks and he's got a rapport with Putin. They're buddy buddy.
But did Biden ever want to do that?
No,
he's probably too
old. The United States has systematically sabotaged peace talks every time there's been an opportunity. The United States are the ones that are like, no, there's not going to be peace talks because we're going to win. Again, not because we want to save the people of Ukraine. First of all, we don't want Russia to get their resources. And I think it was fucking Lindsey Graham that went on television and said that. He said something to the extent of Ukraine is sitting on $14 trillion of natural resources.
We got to go and take that money.
No, we can't get those minerals. We can't let Russia have it. We can't let Russia have those resources or Russia will beat us in the long run if Russia gets those resources. So it's made
true,
very
though?
Clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a ton of good stuff in there.
Really?
Yeah. So the people of Ukraine are just being fed into a meat grinder so that we don't have to have a direct confrontation with Russia, but Russia can't have their stuff. And also we want to limit Russia's ability to sell oil to the rest of the world so that we can maintain a monopoly. That's what it's all about.
I also saw that North Koreans are being fed into the war for fighter jets.
Fighter jets, really?
That's the trade, is troops for
jets. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then this is also driving, Russia and North Korea are closer than they've ever been. Russia, the whole BRICS thing, they're closer than ever to establishing their own competing financial system.
Wait,
what's
BRICS?
I always get this. It's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. I think. And now there's like, I think Turkey's joining. There's more and more countries that are joining. Like they just had a big summit. It was huge.
Oh, so they're like trying to go against us?
Well, they're establishing an alternative global financial system to the United States' global financial system. Because we can rig everything so that it's in our favor. And they're like, we don't want to play this game anymore.
Yeah,
that's
but
not fair.
It wasn't one of Trump's big talking points was that we're getting screwed over by all these countries because we're paying the most.
For what?
for because we have to like use our military to like police all these countries.
We don't have to do that. Well, we choose to do that because it gives us an incredible amount of soft power that we can use to basically manipulate the world.
But
that's what a global empire does. That's why we have military bases in like 180 countries or something.
Yeah.
That's how we exert our influence. That's just what empires do.
Do you think it's going to fall sooner than later? Do you think we live in the last days of our great empire?
It's possible. It's hard to say.
I wouldn't say we're in our last days.
There's a number of different there's a number of different things. I mean, China's economy is growing at like three times the rate of our economy. So economically we're fucked.
I hear from a lot of people though that like China like doesn't like there's something wrong with their economy.
There's
like,
something wrong with our economy too, though. I don't know if you've noticed that.
There is.
All of our economic growth is lines on a chart. We don't make anything in this country. We buy it all from China. All we do in this country is sell services and move numbers around on spreadsheets. There are so many bullshit jobs where people are just sitting in an office shuffling papers around to generate economic growth. It's all fake.
Do you think the that is a good point?
That's why our quality of life is going down. That's why groceries are more expensive. It's because it's all being papered over, but it's all fake now. There's nothing real here anymore.
Do you think that the tariffs are going to bring countries to the table to like negotiate with us?
Absolutely.
I think that's because tariffs actually hurt us.
Yes.
Right.
They hurt the consumer.
But I think Trump is trying to sacrifice the consumer's wallet to just temporarily to bring countries back to the negotiating table and kind of try to.
I mean, he tried it. He tried it in his first presidency. It didn't work.
He did tariffs in his first presidency.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know
that. We still have tariffs. Do you know how much it costs to buy an electric car in Europe?
No.
They're like 20, 30 grand.
And here it's like 40, 50.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
No.
The biggest electric car maker in the world is in China. And they sell to everywhere in the world except for the United States because there's a 100% tariff on electric cars from China.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're just getting fucked. We can't get electric cars. The rest of the world gets cheap electric cars.
I thought
we don't get that. Is that hurting China? No, they can sell to literally anyone else in the world. All it's doing is protecting Tesla. All it's doing is making Elon Musk rich.
Oh, putting two and two
together. Well, the focus is on
now
American companies.
Hmm?
The focus is on American companies.
Sure.
That's the reason in generality.
Yeah, that's the concept behind a tariff. But you have to look at what's the actual effect that it has.
Yeah. We'll supply ourselves with our, you know, we'll focus on more American companies.
Have you heard anything
about money in America?
Mm-hmm.
Is what really he's trying to get at.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's supposed to do, but
completely anti-electric car. Because the lithium mines that the children in Africa are mining and the adults too is killing them.
Oh, that's a good point too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if anything that has a battery gets lithium.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you Yeah. And if you want to do something about climate change, vehicles on the street are like 3% of global emissions. So if you replaced every single internal combustion engine on the planet with an electric vehicle, first of all, there isn't enough natural resources to do that. Like we'd strip the planet bare and then we wouldn't be able to make any more electric vehicles. And congratulations, you've reduced emissions by 3%. Good job.
So wait,
it's insanity. It's a scam.
Wait,
I mean, electric cars are cool, but
they're very, very cool.
I mean, the resources, I mean, the number of countries
really
in the next few decades.
Slave labor, though, and of like kids and people are
there's
dying.
Slave labor in this, too.
That's all true. All the
gold, every single piece of electronics you buy has gold in it, and all the gold goes through one market and it's untraceable before that. So there's no protection in the supply chains, and we know that there is slavery in the gold industry.
In,
the gold
in
gold
Africa?
Is one of the dirtiest. I don't even know where most of it's mined, but it is all gold is blood gold. Wow. And there is gold in every single bit of electronics in this room. So
yeah, what a horrible thing. We live in like a do you ever wonder
this is a hell world. This is a hell world.
Do you ever think that like we're already in hell sometimes?
I mean, a lot of people are.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
I've definitely had that thought. I mean,
I saw a horrible video. It was the worst one I've ever seen on Instagram. And if it was of an African child, usually you see those and like they're not that bad and it's like fine. they just look like they could be a little bit hungry. But this one was bad. Like this, you know, African kid had like bare. I'm being serious. Like they make him look all cute and shit, so you give money. Yeah. They're going hard with it. What? Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's dude, after I saw this video, it actually got me. I'm like, oh, they're getting good at this.
Yeah.
I mean, serious. Like obviously that's why I feel like
they're getting good at this.
Maybe that's the wrong way to say
it's just like the ASCPA, I know what you mean. Dude. Like they got good at that a long time ago.
But no, this kid, you can see his hip bones.
Yeah.
You can see his knees and his hip bones and he's laying there. There's flies like coming to his face and he doesn't have the fucking energy to swat the flies away and he's screaming for his mother and I'm like, oh my, like I actually saw it and I was like, oh fuck, what the hell.
It's
like
a jump scare
me. I was like, this is fucked. And it this is 3 days later, I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah,
like it really, I was like, this is like awful what some people have to go through in different countries, and we're fucking, I just had Kraft macaroni and cheese and it was great.
yeah
and I put extra butter in it.
We drove. That's good because you love yourself. Cars.
Yeah. No, I mean it's. I've definitely like. I'm in a much healthier mental place than I was for honestly most of my adult life because I tended to really, I naturally focus on the negatives and I've had that thought like, you know, I'm not religious, but this might just be a hell world. It's possible. But I don't really think that way anymore because I don't look at things as. It's easy when you're just living your life in the moment. You know, things like technology are changing fast. Like AI is crazy. There's all this stuff that we have now that we didn't have when we were kids. So some things are changing.
It's like the world is complex or it's more complex and more complex as time goes on. It's like, when does it end?
Well, okay. So that's where I'm going with this is that I no longer see it as like we're kind of conditioned from birth to look at history as like this thing that's going towards a destination, like this shining future. And that's not really how reality works.
It's
reality
like we're headed to like owning nothing, renting everything and not having any rights. Yeah, that's what it seems like.
That's the kind of dystopia that we definitely potentially have in our future. But the thing is what underpins all of that, what makes all of that technology and all those dystopian visions possible is vast, vast supplies of energy. And we are currently burning through our non-renewable resources as fast as we possibly can. So this is, I actually believe that we're living through what's called, a lot of people call this the carbon pulse, where our species found a way to burn ancient sunlight, essentially. So that this, you know, almost all the energy on this planet, except,
water.
Well, mass is energy, but like, you know, most apart from the decay of radioactive elements under the Earth, the rest of the energy on this planet comes from the sun, right? And so over billions of years, that sunlight got concentrated and stored in plants and animals, which were then interred and slowly compressed into what we now call fossil fuels, right? Mm-hmm. So what we're really doing is burning fossilized sunlight. Mm-hmm. And we're burning through it at just an insane pace. And that is the basis, the energetic basis for our civilization. So yeah, there's definitely going to be scary dystopia in the short term, but it's not going to last because the energy isn't infinite. And we're going to run out. And so what we're living through is this insane peak in our species history, not a peak in terms of like progress or human values. Although we've definitely achieved some crazy shit.
How much longer do you think we have?
I have no way of knowing. But I think, you know, it's such a complicated question to answer. There's so many factors to consider. Eventually the oil is going to run out.
Like 50 years, possibly, 100 years?
Possibly in our lifetimes, right?
Oh, okay.
Possibly.
That's what I was looking for.
I don't know, because the countries that have the most of it don't talk about how much there is.
Our lifetime. I'd say a little after our lifetime, maybe after our children's lifetime.
That's a really comforting thought, though, isn't it? Don't you think that maybe you think that because that makes it easier to deal with?
Maybe. Because I've often thought about that. I stop watching like news, unless it's like important, obviously. But like,
I don't watch the news.
I've been watching the news watching more.
I don't watch the news.
Like, I stop watching news. Honestly, that's honestly what made me happier in my life.
Ditto.
It's just like I stop watching the news. I stopped giving a shit about what's going on to a degree.
Yeah.
I stopped giving a shit.
You don't have to like put a bag over your head and tune it out, but like you don't have to blast the stuff in your eyeballs every morning.
In my phone, I got rid of the news app. I got rid of all those widgets.
Reddit fucks me up.
All that shit.
Yeah.
Reddit, it's not healthy. I only follow like fun shit.
It's not healthy. And you know what? You know how you can get your news? You can talk to people. Yeah, I'm not talking like reading Facebook posts. I mean, like talk to people in your network. Like talk to people.
Podcast You'll hear about and Reddit things. Is how I get my news. Yeah. Like that's how I get most of my knowledge.
I hear about everything that happens from talking to friends and family. And if I'm interested in it or I think it's important, then I do some research and I learn more about it. But you don't have to watch the news.
Do you like Joe Rogan?
He's fine. I mean, I don't like him as a person. I think he does a good podcast.
Hmm.
He said,
"He's a good
conflict of interest.
He's a good interviewer.
Yeah, you know? He's a good interviewer.
So the point is, this is not. We're not progressing towards some kind of final end state. You know, this is an insane anomaly. Our species has been around for 300,000 years.
Can I say one more?
This
thing
is an
about
insane anomaly. Sure, go nuts. I'm basically
really
done
to get this one out.
I'm basically done. Go
I
nuts.
I would be Joe Rogan's squire. If Joe Rogan was a knight,
you'd be his sidekick.
I would be Joe Rogan's sidekick. I know that's Jamie, but I would be Joe Rogan. Maybe not Jamie, because I don't want to do the tech stuff, but I would be like a
squire.
Joe Rogan, your boots need cleaning.
Your coffee is ready.
Oh, God.
Say it
I'm
just
sorry,
like
though,
that too.
Yeah.
You know?
I would. Joe Rogan, if you're watching this, hit me up.
Yeah. I'll get you coffee.
I'd love to be the studio bitch boy.
I will be your eagle boy. I was telling these guys though, we need to get our own eagle boy.
No.
Wait, we can get him like an outfit. You know what I mean?
Oh, for God's sake.
I hope you're not talking about an actual child.
No,
we're not Diddy.
No,
we're not
no,
okay, Diddy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Because last time I was like, not a child, but like a servant man. We call him an eagle boy.
No Diddy. No Diddy, please. No Diddy.
Not a slave. No, we can pay him minimum wage, so we won't get in trouble.
Right,
that's
not
basically
slavery. That's, thank you.
That's basically that's slavery.
I want to feel
it's
like
slavery,
I
but with more steps.
With slavery with extra steps.
Oh God, no. Okay, we
that's
can.
That just sounds
we could
like
give him a new name
with
too.
Extra steps.
See, I like Rick and Morty.
We could name him Neil or something, or I don't know.
Neil.
Or I just made up a name. What's like an eagle name?
I don't know. Claws.
I could name him Claws.
Claws.
Santa Claus.
Or Eagle Claws.
No, it had to be something cool. Like that. We could just like Eagle Boy.
we can't make it too cool though. We can't give him the name like Talon.
Maximilian. But you have to say Maximilian. If you say Max. You won't understand. Yeah. Maximilian!
Yeah. So yeah. Anyways, that was borderline fucked.
That was fucked.
Sorry about that.
That was pretty fucked.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I understand.
Yeah. Well, I think that's going to do us.
Yeah, I think we're out of time.
I think we're out of time.
And cut.
Oh, anyway, Colin, thank you so much again for coming on the show.
Oh, it's been a blast.
It's always good talking to you, man. Always nice having you on the show. Everybody, thank you all so much for watching. We are now on Spotify. Be sure to subscribe to that. Also, we're going to be putting Robert Roanoke over here. We're going to be putting his Substack. Yeah.
You got it.
Putting his Substack down there in the link in the description below. Be sure to check out his readings. Very talented writer over here. Also, we are on Patreon. Go ahead and check out our Patreon page. We have two tiers of subscription level. Get you different benefits between each subscription level, and we'd love to have you there. Also, yeah, just subscribe to our YouTube channel, and
I don't know. Saying.
Thank God we're here. We're not.
Don't say it.
That's why we had to stop saying that.